From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
President Joko Widodo leaves for Japan to attend the ASEAN-Japan 50th Anniversary Summit. Minister Retno Marsudi opens new Indonesian embassy building in Tokyo. And Nusantara Capital Authority received 328 investment letters of intent. And now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo leaves for Japan Saturday from Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport, Jakarta, for a working visit. During his visit, the president, including meeting Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, they will chair the Association of Southeast Asian Nation and Japan Summit. Shortly before leaving, the president conveyed Japan's important role as a strategic partner for Indonesia and ASEAN. Japan is an important partner, a strategic partner for Indonesia. Japan is also an important partner and strategic partner for ASEAN. At the meeting with Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, we will discuss economic cooperation, cooperation in the fields of infrastructure, energy transition, critical minerals, and maritime. Prime Minister Kishida and I will also chair the 50th ASEAN-Japan Anniversary Summit with the theme Golden Friendship, Golden Opportunity. This summit will discuss strengthening the future-oriented ASEAN-Japan partnership, including through a green economy, accelerating digital transformation, and also implementing the ASEAN outlook on Indo-Pacific. Furthermore, during his visit to Japan, President Joko Widodo will also attend the first Asia Zero Emission Community Summit after it was launched on the sidelines of the Bali G20 Summit in 2022. According to President Joko Widodo, in the summit, which will be attended by Japan, Australia, and the ASEAN member countries, Indonesia will prioritize an inclusive spirit of collaboration in order to realize an emission-free region. The second news. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi inaugurated the new building of the Indonesian embassy in Higashi Gotanda district of Tokyo, Japan on Friday. In her opening speech at the inauguration ceremony, she expressed optimism about the new building serving as a platform for Indonesian diplomacy. The East ASEAN country, she said, ranks fourth in terms of its investment in Indonesia, with the total investment reaching $3.56 billion in 2022. In her speech, Minister Retno Marsudi also expressed her gratitude to the Japanese government for its steadfast support for the development of the new building. She hopes this building will always serve as a symbol of the strong friendship and cooperation between the two countries, Indonesia and Japan. The third news. China was Indonesia's largest non-oil and gas export destination in November 2023. According to statistics, Indonesia, in November 2023, China received 5.4 $41 billion in non-oil and gas exports, followed by India and the US. And the contribution of the three export values reached 45.16%. This was stated by Deputy for Distribution Statistics and Services at BPS, Puji Ismartini, in Jakarta on Friday. China was Indonesia's leading export destination in January till November 2023, with the total value of shipments reaching $56.56 billion. The main commodities exported to China during the period were iron or steel, lignite, and coal. The fourth news. A total of 328 letters of intent have been submitted by business actors looking to invest in the national capital city, Nusantara. The Nusantara Capital Authority has informed, OIKN's Deputy for Investment and Financing, Agung Wicaksono, said at a press conference which was followed online from Jakarta on Friday, that 187 LUIS came from domestic players, while the rest were received from business players based in Singapore, Japan, China, Malaysia, South Korea, the United States, Spain, Finland, and other countries. The top four foreign investors are from Singapore, Japan, China, and Malaysia. Wicaksono said that President Joko Widodo has instructed the OIKN to initially prioritize processing LUIS received from domestic players. He also informed that OIKN has been implementing a tight selection process for potential investors in IKN Nusantara. The fifth news. Benoa Harbor in Denpasar, Bali emerges as a hub for global cruise ship services in line with the area's development to become the Bali Maritime Tourism Center. This was stated by Indonesian Deputy Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Kartika Wirjoatmojo at Benoa Harbor, Denpasar on Friday. He also remarked that the government fully supported the development of the tourism center, including supporting cruise ship facilities both on land and at the sea. The sixth news. The U.S. State Department has approved a $300 million sale of equipment to help maintain Taiwan's tactical information systems, the Pentagon said on Friday. The latest U.S. assistance for the island's defenses, the United States is bound by law to provide Chinese claimed Taiwan with the means to defend itself, and arms sales are frequent source of tension between Washington and Beijing. The Pentagon's Defense Security Cooperation Agency said the sale was for follow-on lifecycle support to maintain Taiwan's command, control, communication, and computers or C4 capabilities. The seventh news. The United States and South Korea plan to draw up joint guidelines on nuclear defense strategy by the middle of next year and establish an integrated system to deter North Korea's nuclear weapon, Yonhap News Agency said on Saturday. Washington and Seoul have decided to complete a comprehensive guidelines by next year on how to maintain and respond to Pyongyang's nuclear threat together, Yonhap reported, citing from Kim Tae-hyo, South Korea's Deputy National Security Advisor, speaking to reporters in the United States. The guideline is expected to include methods of sharing sensitive information related to North Korea's nuclear weapons, the consultation process in the event of a nuclear crisis, and a real-time communication channels between the two countries' leaders, it said. And the final news. The International Monetary Fund resident representatives in Pakistan on Friday denied media reports that their lending body is planning to ask Pakistan to increase taxes on salaries and businesses' income and increase the maximum threshold for petroleum levy. Media report had been circulating stating that IMF asked Pakistan to cut the number of tax slabs for the salaried and business class from the existing 7 to 4, increasing tax incidence on the middle and upper middle income group. There also been reports of an increase in the maximum petroleum development levy. The South Asian nation is operating under a caretaker government after an IMF loan program approved in July helped avert a sovereign debt default under the $3 billion standby arrangement. Pakistan received $1.2 billion from the IMF as the first tranche in July. And that was the news.
The first news comes from Depok, West Java. The University of Indonesia, UI, is promoting Betawi culture through the Tourism Day Ex-Pelabuhan UI 2023 activity, which highlights Betawi culture by presenting various performances. Chair of the University of Indonesia Tourism Business Management Study Program, Anisatul Aulia in Depok Tuesday, explained that this activity aims to train students' abilities in managing an activity before entering the industrial world. Through this activity, it is hoped that the public will get to know Betawi culture more closely. The next news comes from Denpasar, Bali. The Bali Storytelling Festival, initiated by the Ubud Writers and Readers Festival, in collaboration with Dana Indonesiana and LPDP, a government agency that organizes master's doctoral scholarship for Indonesian students and researchers, displayed a diversity of Balinese literary works in various locations in Denpasar, with Rumah Tanjung Bungka as the main venue. Curators Imade Sujaya and Nimade Purnamasari, in a written statement in Denpasar, Bali Tuesday, said the theme of this festival is Nusaning Carita or Bali Island Stories. The festival, which started on December the 9th, is a celebration of the richness of Balinese literature and culture and wants to encourage participants to simultaneously reflect on the social and historical context that surrounds it through several events. The agenda presented at this festival took the form of panel discussions, workshops, school programs, city literacy and cultural tours, art performance, art exhibitions, and creative markets. The last item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Surabaya, East Java. The 10 November Institute of Technology collaborates with Robomarine Indonesia and the Naval Technology College launched autonomous technology innovations in unmanned ship products to support various aspects of the Indonesian water sector. Chief Research Officer from the Institute, Rudy Dikairono, in Surabaya Wednesday said that the ship called the Autonomous Modular Unmanned Surface Vehicle Hydro-Oceanography functions to map ocean conditions in Indonesia. According to him, the autonomous ship, which was launched with a team of students from the Merdeka Belajar Campus program, has been equipped with a multi-obstacle sensing path planning system. The autonomous ship technology would focus on areas around the coast which are more difficult to reach by large survey vessels because the areas tend to be shallow and wavy. That was news from across Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event on December 16, 1960, about two planes that collided. Two planes collided in the sky of New York, United States on December 16, 1960. The collision between the United Airlines Douglas DC-8 and the TWA Lockheed L-1049 Super Constellation killed 134 passengers on board. The first plane, namely DC-8, departed from the airport, Chicago International, to John F. Kennedy International Airport, carrying 77 passengers and 7 crew members. All passengers died. Meanwhile, the second plane, a Lockheed from Dayton Airport, Ohio, headed to LaGuardia Airport, New York, carrying 39 passengers and 5 crew members. Let's move to another event of the India-Pakistan War ended, Bangladesh became independent in 1971. According to Wikipedia, on December 16, 1971, the armed conflict between West Pakistan, East Pakistan, or Bangladesh, and India ended. This war lasted for about 10 months, precisely from March 26 to December 16, 1971. The war ended because Pakistan surrendered to India and Bangladesh. Therefore, Bangladesh, which was previously Pakistan's territory, officially became an independent country. We end today in history with the event of the Romanian Revolution in 1989. The Romanian Revolution was the largest protest and riot which lasted for a week on December 16, 1989. The protests and riots were motivated by the overthrow of Nicolae Ceaușescu's communist regime. Romania was the only member country for the Eastern Bloc that insisted on overthrowing its communist regime by force and executing its leader. The total death toll in the Romanian Revolution was 1,104, 162 of whom died during the protests that led to the deposition of Nicolae Ceaușescu. That's Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
I can keep running from it. I can keep running from it. It's all the way, baby. I know I was pretending. Just realized. realize that you are so perfect. Baby, you're my favorite. Lately, I know it's too late to realize it. You're kind of perfect. It was an assumption, but in fact I'm falling. I can keep running from it. I can keep running from it. So don't you mind it? 'Cause every time I look at you, I know I was pretending. Just realize that you are so perfect. Baby, you're my favorite. Lately, I know it's too late to realize it. You're kind of
still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
In today's My Indonesia, Minister Sandiaga Uno encourages youth to use digital economic potential. Indonesia Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, encouraged the youth of Indonesia to use the digital economic potential to the possibly greatest degree. He remarked that the digital economy has become a new hope and strength for the national economy. In 2023, Indonesia's digital economy value reached $82 billion, or 8% year on year. Quoted by Antara, Minister Sandiaga during the launch of Digital Indonesia Vision 2045 in Jakarta Wednesday said that by 2025, Indonesia's digital economic value is predicted to reach $109 billion, or to grow 151% year on year. He added that the biggest contribution to the country's digital economy comes from the transaction on e-commerces. He also pointed out that the world's market prediction and the very big digital economy of Indonesia is an opportunity that the young generation must take. Minister Sandiaga further remarked that to use Indonesia's digital economic potential optimally, Gen Z needs to develop strong leadership characteristics, namely adaptability, creativity, collaboration, communication, and digital literacy. Minister Uno further said that the Communication and Informatics Ministry launched the Digital Indonesia Vision 2045 to support achieving the Golden Indonesia Vision 2045, which is becoming the world's fifth strongest economy. Digital Indonesia Vision 2045 is a concept of long-term planning in the digital sector to orchestrate stakeholders' interests with a sectoral and regional perspective. The vision was arranged to be a common guideline for all stakeholders, namely the government, people, and private sector about national vision and strategy in the digital sector. Minister Sandiaga hopes the Digital Indonesia Vision 2045 can bring a benefit to the people in building their capacity into a top and competitive manpower with integrity. And that's My Indonesia.
Rasa bila di dekatmu, rindu bila jauh darimu, ingin selalu tatap wajahmu dalam setiap helaan nafasku, ku ingin selalu mencintai kamu, lewati segala kisah indah denganmu. Bulan, kau begitu indah, menemani malam-malam sepiku. Kau tenggelam, bersinarlah selalu di hidupku. Indah rasa bila di dekatmu, rindu bila jauh darimu, ingin selalu tatap wajahmu dalam setiap helaan nafasku, ku ingin selalu mencintai kamu, lewati segala kisah indah.
Be
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Purwokerto is the capital of Banyumas Regency, which is located in Central Java Province. This area, which is famous for its tempe mendoan, has also a famous type of food that is usually sought by tourists as souvenirs, namely jenang jaket. The traditional dish is made from black sticky rice. Listener, the word jaket in the name of this typical Purwokerto culinary dish has nothing to do with clothes worn in winter, because the word jaket is an abbreviation of the original sticky rice jenang. The process of making jenang jaket takes quite a long time, and it also requires perseverance so that the production is not as many as other food products. It is what makes jenang jaket more special. The unique thing about jenang jaket is that it is very chewy, but not easily sticky or even smooth to the hands because it is mixed with sesame. Listener, jenang jaket itself has two variants, namely original or plain jenang jaket and jenang jaket, which uses sesame seeds for those who want a more savory taste. Usually, jenang jaket, which is a snack, can be found at celebrations, wedding receptions, Thanksgiving events, and religious day commemorations. It always becomes a dish that must be served. In fact, there is a kind of agreement that has been passed down from generation to generation that a celebration event is not complete if jenang jaket is served. Listener, jenang jaket is made from black sticky rice flour, brown sugar and coconut milk, which are processed in such a way and go through a fairly long process to become jenang. The process of making jenang jaket is not much different from making dodol dough in general, namely grated coconut, squeezed to get coconut milk, then it is mixed with rice flour and boiled. After the water content has reduced, add the sticky rice flour which has been mixed with coconut milk, then stir until it is well done and smooth, then refrigerate it for one day. Next, you must cut and package it. There are additional ingredients in the form of vanilla and sesame to get a distinctive taste. Apart from being soft, it also tastes sweet and has the aroma of coconut flowers because the Javanese sugar used as a sweetener is made from coconut. Listener, entering the fasting month and approaching Eid Mubarak, the production of jenang jaket usually increases based on the high demand for Eid al-Fitr celebrations and as a typical souvenir that is only available in Purwokerto. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, today's miscellany informs you about another achievement by the best Indonesian students at the 20th International Junior Science Olympiad, which was held from December 1st to the 10th, 2023 in Bangkok, Thailand. In this international event, Indonesian students from junior high school successfully brought home 6 medals. Renault Chandera from Santa Laurencia Middle School, Tangerang Selatan City, won 1 silver medal. Meanwhile, Juan Howard Wijaya from SMP Dharma Yuda Pekanbaru Junior High School, Danish Rizik Hairan Siregar from SMP Ashofa Junior High School in Pekanbaru, Ahmad Kausar Al Ramadani from MTSN 1 Islamic Junior High School in Malang City, Matthew Chandra from SMP K6 Penabur Christian High School in DKI Jakarta, and Faizah Adriansyah from Gasah Sanawiyah 6 Islamic Junior High School in Padang City won 5 bronze medals. The students were accompanied by 4 supervisors during the Olympiad, namely Budi Kurniawan and Rahmat Wibowo from the University of Indonesia, and Novitrian and Ahmad Ridwan from Bandung Institute of Technology. The International Junior Science Olympiad is a science olympiad for junior high school students at an international standard. The Science Olympiad covers the science abilities of junior high school students, which include individual theoretical abilities and experimental science abilities in groups and teams with 3 members. Theoretical abilities include the integration of biology, physics, and chemistry subjects. Experimental abilities include experimental integration of these 3 subjects. This year, the Olympiad was attended by 304 participants from 54 countries. Listener, as an appreciation, the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, and Technology through the National Achievement Center will record the achievements gained by students in both the National Talent Competition and the International Talent Competition through the Talent Management Information System. Besides, the system can be used as a reference for taking part in scholarship selection facilitated by the ministry, one of which is the Advanced Indonesia or Indonesia Maju Scholarship. One of the participant supervisors, Budi Kurniawan, explained the Indonesian student participants had given their best in this year's Olympiad. He hopes the achievements of Indonesian students will be even better next year, that will be held in Romania. That was miscellany from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, we're going to present a song with the keroncong genre entitled Bintang di Surga, which in English means Stars in Heaven. It is sung by Ulfa and Alfreda, featuring keroncong Muda Saputra. The song released in 2005 was created by Nazril Irham, better known as Ariel, who is the current vocalist of Noah Band, formerly known as Peter Pan. According to Ariel, through the song, he imagined something very beautiful. From someone's point of view, the song depicts someone who gets many things in himself but still misses a thing that he always wants. Well, listener, Here is Ulfa and Alfreda featuring Keroncong Muda Saputra with the Keroncong version of Bintang di Surga.
Langitkan menangkapku. aman di sindung di sayang.
Lindung, 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 lindung sayang.
Lancunya ada senyum manis ke Surabaya. Waduku,
hey.
Kualah duren,
hey.
Sayalah tunggu,
hey.
Dari kemarin. Ya lupakan lupa baju,
jiwa manis indung di sayang.
Indung, 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 indung sayang.
Janganlah lupa senyum manis pada saya. Flight machine,
hey.
Kapal udara,
hey.
Bangun mendusin, dengar suara. Slang
jiwa manis indung di sayang.
Indung, 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 indung sayang.
En manjelir schat senyum manis is en mooie plant. Door regen,
hey.
Worden kleren nat,
hey.
Wees niet verlegen, jij bent toch mijn schat. Hart die verlangt.
Jiwa manis indung di sayang.
Indung, 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 indung sayang.
Een lekker feestje, oh mijn liefling, op mijn zachte wang. Auto Fiat,
hey.
Mobiel tambangan,
hey.
Bole di liat,
hey, hey.
Die ambil jangan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.